Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young. Chapter 2, The Gospel Defined. The world knows President Brigham Young as a great colonizer who directed the transformation of a desert wilderness into a beautiful habitation. More important, he was a profound teacher of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, who inspired the early saints to live the well-defined doctrine of a religion that assures everyone an opportunity to return to the presence of God. Teachings of Brigham Young. The gospel of Jesus Christ encompasses a system of laws and ordinances that leads to salvation. Our religion is nothing more nor less than the true order of heaven, the system of laws by which the gods and the angels are governed. Are they governed by law? Certainly. There is no being in all the eternities but what is governed by law. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 1. The gospel of the Son of God that has been revealed is a plan or system of laws and ordinances by strict obedience to which the people who inhabit this earth are assured that they may return again into the presence of the Father and the Son. The laws of the gospel are neither more nor less than a few of the principles of eternity revealed to the people by which they can return to heaven from whence they came. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 1. When we talk of the celestial law which is revealed from heaven, that is, the priesthood, we are talking about the principle of salvation, a perfect system of government, of laws and ordinances, by which we can be prepared to pass from one gate to another and from one sentinel to another, until we go into the presence of our Father and God. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 130. We may receive the truth and know, through every portion of the soul, that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, that it is the way to life eternal. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 90. Our religion, in common with everything of which God is the author, is a system of law and order. He has instituted laws and ordinances for the government and benefit of the children of men, to see if they would obey them and prove themselves worthy of eternal life by the law of the celestial worlds. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 1. The Lord has not established laws by which I am compelled to have my shoes made in a certain style. He has never given a law to determine whether I shall have a square-toed boot or a peaked-toe boot, whether I shall have a coat with the waist just under my arms and the skirts down to my heels, or whether I shall have a coat like the one I have on. Intelligence, to a certain extent, was bestowed both upon saint and sinner to use independently, aside from whether they have the law of the priesthood or not, whether they have ever heard of it or not. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 63. You know that it is one peculiarity of our faith and religion never to ask the Lord to do a thing without being willing to help Him all that we are able, and then the Lord will do the rest. I shall not ask the Lord to do what I am not willing to do. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 43. The gospel of Jesus Christ embraces all truth. All truth is for the salvation of the children of men, for the benefit and learning, for their furtherance in the principles of divine knowledge. And divine knowledge is any matter of fact, truth, and all truth pertains to divinity. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 11. Be willing to receive the truth. Let it come from whom it may. No difference, not a particle. Just as soon receive the gospel from Joseph Smith as from Peter, who lived in the days of Jesus. Receive it from one man as soon as another. If God has called an individual and sent him to preach the gospel, that is enough for me to know. It is no matter who it is. All I want is to know the truth. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 11. Mormonism, so-called, embraces every principle pertaining to life and salvation for time and eternity. No matter who has it, if the infidel has got truth, it belongs to Mormonism. The truth and sound doctrine possessed by the sectarian world, and they have a great deal, all belong to this church. As for their morality, many of them are, morally, just as good as we are. all that is good, lovely, and praiseworthy belongs to this church and kingdom. Mormonism includes all truth. There is no truth but what belongs to the gospel. It is life, eternal life. It is bliss. It is the fullness of all things in the gods and in the eternities of the gods. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 3. In a word, if Mormonism is not my life, I do not know that I have any. I do not understand anything else, for it embraces everything that comes within the range of the understanding of man. If it does not circumscribe everything that is in heaven and on earth, it is not what it purports to be. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 2. I want to say to my friends that we believe in all good. If you can find a truth in heaven, earth, or hell, it belongs to our doctrine. We believe it. It is ours. We claim it. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 2. The gospel embraces all morality, all virtue, all light, all intelligence, all greatness, and all goodness. It introduces a system of laws and ordinances. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 3. Such a plan incorporates every system of true doctrine on the earth, whether it be ecclesiastical, moral, philosophical, or civil. It incorporates all good laws that have been made from the days of Adam until now. It swallows up the laws of nations, for it exceeds them all in knowledge and purity. It circumscribes the doctrines of the day and takes from the right and the left and brings all truth together in one system and leaves the chaff to be scattered hither and thither. Discourses of Brigham Young, pages 3 and 4. It is our duty and calling as ministers of the same salvation and gospel to gather every item of truth and reject every error. Whether a truth be found with professed infidels, or with the Universalists, or the Church of Rome, or the Methodists, the Church of England, the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Quakers, the Shakers, or any other of the various and numerous different sects and parties, all of whom have more or less truth, it is the business of the elders of this church, Jesus, their elder brother, being at their head, to gather up all the truths in the world pertaining to life and salvation, to the gospel we preach, to the sciences and to philosophy, wherever it may be found in every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, and bring it to Zion. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 248. All knowledge and wisdom and every good that the heart of man can desire is within the circuit and circle of the faith we have embraced. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 446. It embraces every fact there is in the heavens and in the heaven of heavens, every fact there is upon the surface of the earth, in the bowels of the earth, and in the starry heavens. In fine, it embraces all truth there is in all the eternities of the gods. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 448. Our religion measures, weighs, and circumscribes all the wisdom in the world, all that God has ever revealed to man. God has revealed all the truth that is now in the possession of the world, whether it be scientific or religious. The whole world are under obligation to Him for what they know and enjoy. They are indebted to Him for it all, and I acknowledge Him in all things. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 2. It comprehends all true science known by man, angels, and the gods. There is one true system and science of life. All else tends to death. That system emanates from the fountain of life. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 2. Truth will abide when error passes away. Life will remain when they who have rejected the words of eternal life are swallowed up in death. I like the truth because it is true, because it is lovely and delightful, because it is so glorious in its nature, and so worthy the admiration, faith, and consideration of all intelligent beings in heaven or on the earth. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 9. I delight in this because truth is calculated to sustain itself. It is based upon eternal facts and will endure, while all else will, sooner or later, perish. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 11. Every individual that lives according to the laws that the Lord has given to his people and has received the blessings that he has in store for the faithful should be able to know the things of God from the things which are not of God, the light from the darkness, that which comes from heaven and that which comes from somewhere else. This is the satisfaction and the consolation that the Latter-day Saints enjoy by living their religion. This is the knowledge which everyone who thus lives possesses. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 35. How easy it is to live by the truth. Did you ever think of it, my friends? Did you ever think of it, my brethren and sisters? In every circumstance of life, no matter whether among the humble or lofty, truth is always the surest guide and the easiest to square our lives by. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 11. Our religion is simply the truth. It is all said in this one expression. It embraces all truth, wherever found, in all the works of God and man that are visible or invisible to mortal eye. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 2. Through the power of the priesthood, the gospel is the means of salvation for all of God's children. The gospel which we preach is the gospel of life and salvation. The church which we represent is the church and kingdom of God, and possesses the only faith by which the children of men can be brought back into the presence of our Father and God. The Lord has set his hands to restore all things, as in the beginning, and by the administration of his holy priesthood, save all who can be saved, cleanse from the world the consequences of the fall, and give it to the hands of his saints. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 4. The priesthood is a perfect order and system of government, and this alone can deliver the human family from all the evils which now afflict its members and ensure them happiness and felicity hereafter. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 130. The gospel and the priesthood are the means he employs to save and exalt his obedient children to the possession with him of the same glory and power to be crowned with crowns of glory, immortality, and eternal lives. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 5. All the acts we perform should be governed by the guidance of the priesthood. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 133. There is no ordinance that God has delivered by his own voice, through his Son Jesus Christ, or by the mouths of any of his prophets, apostles, or evangelists, that is useless. Every ordinance, every commandment, and requirement is necessary for the salvation of the human family. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 152. With regard to the ordinances of God, we may remark that we yield obedience to them because he requires it, and every iota of his requirements has a rational philosophy with it. That philosophy reaches to all eternity and is the philosophy that the Latter-day Saints believe in. Every particle of truth that every person has received is a gift of God. We receive these truths and go on from glory to glory, from eternal lives to eternal lives, gaining a knowledge of all things and becoming gods, even sons of God. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 152. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the opening avenue, the open gate in the road or way from earth to heaven, through which direct revelation comes to the children of men in their various capacities, according to their callings and standing in the society in which they live. The gospel of salvation is a portion of the law that pertains to the kingdom where God resides, and the ordinances pertaining to the holy priesthood are the means by which the children of men find access to the way of life, wherein they can extend their travels until they return to the presence of their Father and God. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 6. The laws and ordinances which the Lord has revealed in these latter days are calculated to save all the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 1. We declare it to all the inhabitants of the earth, from the valleys and the tops of these mountains, that we are the Church of Jesus Christ, of Latter-day Saints, and we have the doctrine of life and salvation for all the honest in heart in all the world. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 7. Suggestions for study. The Gospel of Jesus Christ encompasses a system of laws and ordinances that leads to salvation. According to President Young, the Gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. How does his statement compare with the Savior's definition of the Gospel in 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 13 and 14? What is the role of the Gospel of Jesus Christ in bringing to pass the immortality and eternal life of man? See also Moses chapter 1, verse 39, Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. Why do we need a system of laws and ordinances to return to God's presence? In what way are God's laws and ordinances of benefit to the children of men? See also 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 13 and 16. President Young taught that God is governed by law. How can knowing that God is governed by law help us? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 10. President Young described the gospel as an orderly system. In what matters does God expect us to use our own sound judgment? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 26 through 29. The Gospel of Jesus Christ embraces all truth. President Young challenged Latter-day Saints to be seekers of truth. Why do we need to understand that the Gospel of Jesus Christ embraces all truth? Why should we accept truth from wherever it might be found? What can we learn from President Young's statement that all truth pertains to divinity? What do President Young's statements teach about accepting and loving people of other faiths? How can we distinguish between truth and error? See also 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11 and 14, and Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 17. Why is the ability to gather every item of truth and reject every error so important in the latter days? How does knowing gospel truths affect how we live our lives? Why is truth always the surest guide and the easiest to square our lives by? How are our lives affected when we live by lies and deception? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 86. Through the power of the priesthood, the gospel is the means of salvation for all of God's children. What is the relationship between the priesthood and the gospel of Jesus Christ? Why are priesthood ordinances essential in the gospel plan? What is the role of local priesthood quorums, groups, and committees in being ministers of the gospel? What is the place of the Relief Society in teaching truth and building faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ? What experiences have you had with someone providing Christ-like service? How have such experiences influenced you? President Young taught that the gospel is the open gate in the road or way from earth to heaven. What responsibility is placed on those who have accepted the restored gospel to spread their witness of its laws, ordinances, and truth? See also Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, and Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. End of chapter 2, The Gospel Defined, from Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young.